greetings to each one of you in the name of Christ. Another beautiful day that the Lord has given us to worship Him, to praise Him, and to be about the Father's business. We've been looking at the book of Daniel this past week, and just getting different lessons out of the book of Daniel. Today we're at chapter 6, and it starts out, it's the plot against Daniel. Now, it seems like Daniel was a man that just did right in the eyes of God, and wherever he went, especially among the leaders, he found favor. There's a few times that we read, I think it was Belshazzar that said he'll be the third in the kingdom, so that means he would have been the highest that was not related. It was probably him, then the queen, and then Daniel. Or maybe it was him, then the top general, and then Daniel. So either way, Daniel, there's quite a few times that he was put up as one of the highest in the kingdom. And I think he was a target because he was a Hebrew child. He was from the tribe of Israel. Therefore, he was a target to the natives of Babylon. They just couldn't stand him. It'd be kind of like if we'd be part of an organization in this, we would, or that's kind of a poor illustration, but if there would be a leader in our midst, in our, let's say, a big business that we are part of, and someone would come over from Russia or from China or somewhere, and the owner would promote him to the highest in the company, and we would kind of always say, you know, he doesn't understand us. He's not one of us. He's not a national. He's not a native. And I think that's a lot what happened to Daniel. Daniel was a prime target. But the other thing Daniel was a prime target is he was not willing to compromise his faith in God. And through that, some of the princes and the king's servants decided to eliminate Daniel. Now's the time. Once and for all, let's get rid of him. Let's do it in a way that we're not responsible for it. It's simply let's get the king to sign a decree that whoever worships the Lord or whoever worships anyone other than the king, that he will be thrown into the lion's den. It was just 30 days. So I'm not sure why the king fell for it. Because he said only for 30 days. I guess they tried to make the king feel like it's going to be a month of just, maybe it's worship the king month. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But the king signed it. He fell for it. Of course, Daniel hears it. There's something that I want to get out of this lesson is Daniel's unwavering faith in God. Daniel was a man that had faith in God. Daniel was a man that, regardless of what the circumstance was, he would go to his Lord. And I couldn't help but think, you know, as we look at our country, as we look at the times we're in, I don't know what we're going to face. I don't know what our children are going to face. But I think it's important that we teach them that God is the supreme. It is God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and His Word is the only way to go. There is no other way. And I think it's important that we teach our children that we understand that. You know, so many times it's the Bible plus the church, or the Bible plus man-made rules. You know, that is going to fall. That is not God's plan for this life, for our lives. It is, if it does not line up with Scripture, we are setting ourselves up to in Scripture, it talks about one place how Christ had a lot of followers, but after certain hard tests, many no longer walked with him. And I can't help but wonder if that's going to be the same way for us if we use God's word in the wrong way. If we use God's word plus we add whatever it is, something, church rules, whatever it is. But, you know, Daniel, he set his face like a flint to God's word, to the Lord, and he knew he was in the wrong according to the king to pray to anyone else other than the king in these 30 days. He knew it. And I can't help but wonder when he opened his window if he didn't notice these men there, but he just, I have a feeling Daniel knew what was going on. And that makes it even all the more, it carries all the more weight. If you know that someone is plotting against you to destroy you, but you have committed in your heart that it is the God Jehovah and no one else. So that is just an encouragement that I have with the book of Daniel today, is how can we set our heart towards God and his kingdom and not care what man says, not care what man's rules are. This was a man's rule. This was the rule, the law of the land. This was the law of the kingdom. Daniel said, you know what? I am praying to my God like I always have, even if it costs my life. And by rights, it should have cost his life. So I just bless you today as you look to God with an unwavering faith, and that we all come to the realization that God is the eternal authority in our lives.